for the Richmond Art Museum in Richmond, Indiana, I'm Kate Jetmore. Today I'm joined by RAM trustee and past RAM president, Robin Henry. Welcome, Robin.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Well, your history, Robin, with the museum runs very deep, but in this conversation, I'd like to focus on your support for the annual juried show. Walk us through the various ways you've been involved in the exhibition.
Sure. I've personally purchased works of art through the purchase award process and also through donating to sponsor a merit award. And I've also bought directly through the exhibit once it's opened. And then on behalf of my former employers, which were West End Bank and Three Rivers Federal Credit Union, art was obtained through the purchase awards that are done through the exhibit. And then I also enjoy attending the annual meeting where the annual exhibit is revealed. It's just a really fun event. The artists are, you know, in attendance, the awards are announced, and it's really a celebration of talent in our region.
Mm. Well, I know there just was an opening just a couple of days ago prior to recording this interview. Were you able to attend this year?
No, I was actually out of the country and couldn't. I was about 2 hours shy of making it back home. So I missed it. I feel horrible about it because I never miss them.
And so what will it look like for you this year? How and when will you attend the show at RAM?
I am planning to go this weekend with some friends. They're going to be in town and I'd like to share that with them. And then to see if there's anything in the exhibit that I'd like to purchase as well.
Okay.
There's always a danger of me doing that.
That's one word to put on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what about in a more sort of normal year for you, Robin, when you're not traveling? Can you kind of walk us through what it looks like, how the opening is presented to the public? Are the artists in attendance? Are the jurors in attendance? What's it like?
Well, the event is held at the Richmond Art Museum inside McGuire Hall, which has been renovated. And if you haven't been there in a while, it is absolutely beautiful. New seating. There are murals depicting the history of the arts and industry in Wayne County that are done in that kind of period, 1920s, 1930s style, which is just incredible. It looks like it's been there from day one. There's a big projection on the screen, and the purchase awards, the merit awards are all announced by showing the actual art at that time. And it's the artists are there, people from the general public, and it's just really a celebration. And it's so joyful to see artists who have been recognized, and they're very supportive of each other and their accomplishments. It's a fun event to attend.
It sounds like it. And how long is the show up then?
The show runs through, I believe, the first of the year.
Okay, so a couple of months, just shy of a couple of months.
Yes, and it's all, and between now and the end of the exhibit, individuals have an opportunity to go and see the work, and also all the artwork is for sale, except for the amateur division.
Well, I'd like to turn now to something that you actually referred to, which is your time at Three Rivers Federal Credit Union, when you and the company participated for a number of years in acquiring works to be displayed in the public areas of the bank. How did you go about that task, and what were the bank's main objectives in that undertaking?
Sure. When I became a trustee of the Richmond Art Museum, I proposed to the bank initially that we take a look at participating in a purchase award for the annual exhibit. You know, I knew that other local individuals and businesses would buy on a regular basis to build their collections and to support local artists. And I thought that, you know, us doing that would be a really good fit for our community support mission. Mm-hmm. And also to know me is also to know that I also like having first dibs on the works that are in the show. I absolutely go bonkers when I attend an exhibit. I fall in love with a piece and only find out that later that, you know, it's already been spoken for. So I'm kind of competitive that way. So I thought, hey, if we're going to buy art, I want first dibs.
Right.
And, some buyers will see it as an investment, of which, you know, it can be over the years. But I go with the purpose of, you know, wanting people to be inspired by the art and enjoy the pieces that are bought. So just a couple of weeks before the opening, RAM will contact all those who said that they are interested in making that advance purchase. And we all gather the same time. The galleries are closed. And at 10 o'clock, they're open and everybody runs to the galleries to, you know, to try and get that first dibs of the things that they like and to view the works first and select the art that they're interested in. And, I approached my boss at the time and I said, hey, you know, I really think this is a great idea. And he agreed. Not only to support Richmond Art Museum, but also our local artists, mm-hmm. and to also showcase their work in our various locations that we had. Mm-hmm. Now, I also asked at that time, too, because this was our first time, I asked if we had a budget to buy, and I was told, just use your best judgment, which, again, is really something you shouldn't say to me.
Right. I would put the word dangerous on that as well.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I could have bought 10 pieces.
Right.
And it's like just letting me run through a candy store. But then I thought, okay, let's be, discerning here. Mm-hmm. So that first purchase award that was made, I was trying to be mindful that this was really a new venture for the bank. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be kind of cognizant of the quality of the art, the appeal, and also the price.
Right.
And there are so many wonderful pieces and so many different price levels mm-hmm. at these exhibits. Mm-hmm. There really is truly something for everyone, whether it's for your home or your workplace. And I think my end goal was at that first time was to really make sure that it was well received so that the bank would want to continue making this an annual thing.
Right.
And it truly was a hard decision. There were so many wonderful things. Mm-hmm. I just kept going back and forth from gallery to gallery. And I like this. I like that.
Right.
This would fit into, you know, the vibe of our branches. This would be well liked by our customers and our employees. Mm-hmm. And finally, I made a decision. The first painting that the bank purchased was from Marilyn Witt, mm-hmm. A local artist. And it was such a beautiful painting. It was a landscape. And in the foreground was a stacked stone wall, which was just gorgeous. I love stone walls. I don't know, that I'm just kind of drawn to those. And it's still, you know, enjoyed to this day. Mm. And the collection from West End Bank and now Three Rivers Federal Credit Union mm-hmm. has grown over the years. All of our branches have artwork from the annual exhibit. And, for us, it was, you know, purchasing art for us was a commitment to support local artists and buy local mm-hmm. and to have very unique pieces, not, you know, your cookie cutter mm-hmm. mass produced items. And we really wanted those pieces to be enjoyed by our team members and our customers mm-hmm. And members for years to come.
And how many years has it been now? When was that first year that you're describing?
Let's see. I've been on the board for at least 9, 10, maybe 14 years or so.
Okay, yeah.
Sean Dingworth, the director, executive director of the museum, was a friend of mine, and he would come to the bank each year to talk about what RAM was doing and We wanted to support their efforts and everything. And mm-hmm. I remember one time I said, you know, if you ever have a board opening, I would love, just really love to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And be careful what you ask for, because and I was hooked. And, you know,
yeah,
I went to Richmond High School, and a lot of our classes were in McGuire Hall and the Richmond Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And I would remember in between classes, either going to band or team teaching, I would spend some of that time going through the galleries. And it was such a special, relaxing moment for me in high school to see the different exhibits and enjoy those. Mm-hmm. And so I've always had that special place in my heart for the Richmond Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And through being a part of the museum, I have learned so much about art. And the best thing is I've got to meet a lot of contemporary artists and watch them paint. Mm. And that is so special. You know, if anybody ever has an opportunity to come to one of our plein air events, where artists throughout the state come and paint in the community, it is so special. I'll spend time watching them paint and then purchasing one of their pieces of art.
Oh, that's really special.
Because it's something that I've shared with the artist, watching them do it, and then it's usually a scene of a place that I enjoy and remember. So, yeah, I've been hooked on RAM for quite a while.
Well, I have too, but I'm finding that through this conversation, it's I'm wanting to come back and, you know, really feeling hungry to get back to the museum. And I knew that you would bring a really special perspective to this conversation, Robin. One of the things that you bring to this conversation is your viewpoint around the annual juried show. As someone who has provided not only merit awards, but participated in the purchase awards, as you said, which encourage artists to submit to the show and have led to continued growth and participation by artists. Can you tell us a little bit more about the similarities and differences between those two prizes?
Sure. Well, to begin with the similarities, both the Purchase and the Merit Awards recognize and support the artist. The Purchase Award says, hey, I really love your work, and I wanted to be one of the first people to purchase it. And that's always special. It means my art is sellable, that people want to buy my art. Mm. And then the Merit Award is very prestigious. It really recognizes the quality and the significance of the piece. And it says it's one of the best of this exhibit. Mm-hmm. And a merit award can also be a purchase award. Somebody can designated as, you know, this is a merit award, this is quality, and someone can also purchase it at the same time.
Okay.
But both awards are just really prestigious to have.
Okay. That helps. That helps to understand a little bit better. Before we wrap things up, Robin, I just want to circle back to an image that you painted as you were describing that first time you attended the juried show, the annual juried show, on behalf of the bank. And we're there at 10 o'clock and rushed into the galleries to see what was on view and what would you want to get first dibs on. But you also described not being sure, you know, and having to sort of look at things twice, three times, and, you know, what would be best for the bank, what would be best for the bank's customers, what do I like best? So I guess I just have to ask you, as you were engaging and navigating that process, were you aware of the pressure that other people are also looking around and everyone's got their red dots and deciding which painting they want to, you know, to get first dibs on as well? Were you feeling that pressure?
Who, me? Of course. Oh, I was, you know, looking around and, you know, trying to make a decision for the bank as well as What are other people looking at? What are their eyes being drawn to? And it's like, oh, I better go take a look at this one. I better go take a look at that one. It's like, hey, I really like that one. And then, you know, boom, a red dot would be on there. And it's like, ah. I really felt a lot of pressure because I really wanted to try to make a good decision that people would enjoy, and that when it came to the bank after the exhibit, people would say, hey, that's really nice. Can we get more of that? Mm. So I really wanted to make sure that this was something that we could make a habit of,
yeah,
and really support going forward. And yeah, I was so stressed out. And then, of course, the use your judgment on how much to spend,
right.
that sent me over the deep end. But like I say, there were so many great works. It's affordable for so many different levels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for everything you've shared and for joining me today.
Oh, well, thank you, Kate. It was really nice talking with you.
For the Richmond Art Museum, this is Kate Jetmore.